Just a brief word on the gospel, on the first reading of today, and then we'll have the opportunity to celebrate the anointing of the sick. Brothers and sisters, today's first reading is the call of the prophet Isaiah. It's always fascinating, that hot coal, everyone. I'm always fascinated by it, but here's how the story goes. Before God, everyone, is the great altar of incense. And on that altar, everyone, are these hot coals. These coals which, you know, can constantly, everyone, constantly place incense before the great power of God. And what happens? That angel takes that one stone off the altar, and what does he do? He comes down and he touches the lip of Isaiah, the lips. And what does that mean? Be made clean, go forth, and proclaim God's holy word. We do something very similar. Before the gospel, remember this. We do this. Remember what it means. What do we say? God be in my... By golly, our lips. Do you notice? We don't touch him every mass. Father Sean or I don't go around and touch every one of your lips with a hot coal. We touch it with something different, don't we? The cross. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, be on my lips. Give me the power to go forth and proclaim the word of God. So remember what these things mean, everyone, these symbols that we do. Okay? My thoughts on my lips and also in my heart. So today, everyone, we do have that great opportunity to remember the sick. We celebrate it this weekend. Tomorrow is World Day of the Sick. So it's the Sunday closest to it that we like to celebrate the anointing of the sick. So let's celebrate that right today as we first of all begin, everyone, offering this particular litany. Let us pray to God for those present today who are asking to be anointed and for all those who devote themselves to caring for them. So our response to these petitions, everyone, is going to be, Lord, have mercy. Bless our brothers and sisters who are sick and fill them with new hope and strength. Lord, have mercy. Relieve their pain. Lord, have mercy. Free them from sin and do not let them give way to temptation. Lord, have mercy. Sustain all the sick with your power. Lord, have mercy. Assist all those who care for the sick. Lord, have mercy. Give life and health to our brothers and sisters on whom we lay our hands in your name. Lord, have mercy. Now lead us in a prayer of thanksgiving for this holy oil that will be used for the anointing. Our response to the prayer is, blessed be God who heals us in Christ. Praise to you, God, the Almighty Father. You sent your Son to live among us. Blessed be God who heals us in Christ. Praise to you, God, the only begotten Son. You humbled yourself to share in our humanity. Blessed be God who heals us in Christ. Praise to you, God, the Holy Spirit, the Consoler. Your unfailing power gives us strength. Blessed be God who heals us in Christ. And God, in mercy, ease the sufferings and comfort the weakness of your servants, whom the church anoints with this holy oil, through Christ our Lord. Amen.